You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me back.
So if you'd like to reach us or any of our guests today on our off-air line, you can call us at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And you also can visit our website to get guest information at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. Look for all the guest information. So, Tammy, we have some friends of yours in the studio with us today.
I'm so
you're excited about this.
Right. I have Joe Rossi. You want to say hey?
Hello. Hey, Joe.
And Kevin Chambers.
Hi, guys.
Good afternoon,
everyone. Mm-hmm. And you guys are from, you guys have a company called Xbility.
Yes, we do.
I guess, what's the tagline for Xbility?
Define yourself.
So define yourself. What does that mean?
Well, the whole even reasoning behind the name is it's the key word is ability, and the X is really the place mark for whatever it could be. So in life, people seem to be striving for something. So it's relatability, possibility, trustability, accountability. So the X stands for whatever ability.
Got it.
I like that.
The define yourself is you go through the process of our courses, and then you can kind of figure that out.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit and say, you know, because people go to the courses you guys teach for a reason, and it's because somewhere in their life there's either a gap of something that they aren't missing, or maybe, you know, their life is already great, but they want to take it to that next level. What are the biggest things that you see that would draw somebody to want to go to a course like what you guys teach? What is it out there that's going to make somebody want to go?
It varies. But in essence, everyone is looking for something. So either it's some type of balance or peace of mind or purpose, mm-hmm. or they're just tired of doing the same thing, getting up and going to work and coming home and the same old mundane kind of thing. But initially, there's just something that they know there's more out there for them.
And Tammy, you've been through all the courses that
I have.
Are taught there.
I have been through them all. And for me personally, I was looking at my personal growth. I wasn't really interested in blaming someone for where I was. I was interested in how what I was looking for myself, what I needed. I was at a point in my life where I was questioning everything about why I was here, where I was going, what am I doing? Am I living my purpose? And these programs actually helped me look at it. And she's right. I mean, some people come in with a major crisis, and some come just for the growth of their life. And that's both are welcomed in the group. And the cool part about the programs for me personally was the relationships that I created, not only in the group, but then how I related outside my life that I had created before. So I expanded my life even more.
Beautiful. And Kevin, how often do you see your relationship as one of the things that people approach in the course?
That's the primary reason why I began to speak or began to take the first course. You know, relationships are broad. They touch everything, either mm-hmm. our personal relationships, our relationships with money, relationships with our job, mm-hmm. our family, our children. That's
our health.
Our health, absolutely. You know, that's a driving force for people to start to look for either greater or bigger things in our life. Mm-hmm. It all stems back to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And this is open for any of the three of you. What are some things you've seen through the courses where you've seen some people make some breakthroughs, where they were stuck on something in their life and the course really helped them get, you know, take their life from where they were to where they wanted it to be?
Absolutely. I mean, off the top of my head, I can think of a couple who they say that the courses saved their marriage. Not that they were mm-hmm. headed for divorce. They would made the commitment and they were staying. But they'd become, over the years, just kind of roommates, just kind of existing. And it's completely changed their connection and their communication. They relate to each other completely differently now. And other people, there's a lady who, she went through all the courses and found her purpose. She didn't really know what it was, mm-hmm. or if she did, she'd kind of forgotten it or gotten really far from it, and started her own business and really kind of found her voice in her relationship and just completely mm-hmm. Changed her beingness, just the way she was with her kids, the way she was with her husband, how she was just in her community.
Right.
And Tammy, what was your experience? Because
my personal experience, I mean, my first thought right now is my friend Steve just recently changed his life. He's going through some of the program, but one of the things he's done, and I'm so proud of him for doing it, is he was in a job that he just wasn't really happy in. And he, after going through the course, he's realizing his self-value, his self-worth. And he made a commitment to change. He went the next week and applied for a new job and landed it for the amount of money that he wanted.
And it was just a significant raise from where he was, too,
right? It was a significant change, not only in salary, but in his whole mental state. It just, he feels more purposeful. It's more of what he wants to do. So going through the program, it really helped him get clear with who he is and who he wants to be and what he wants to contribute.
I like the word purposeful. I was, prior to working with Xability, I was in sales and insurance for over 10 years. Towards the end of that 10-year, the drive to do it actually had faded. Mm-hmm. I had lost the drive to do it. I didn't have any passion for it.
Getting the doldrums.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You get the doldrums. And that's, you know, that happens in anyone, in any career.
Right.
But for me particularly, I was just lost, to say the least. And I needed something else.
Mm-hmm.
Getting up every day, doing the same thing, it was really, really beat me down. So I decided, after taking these courses, it was time for me to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
But I needed the courses to have the courage to say, okay, I'm worthy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's great. Sounds like it had a great personal impact on you to get you
absolutely.
Get out of what you were doing. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Kevin Chambers and Joe Rossi, the owners of Xability. It's a course that teaches you how to define yourself, as a tagline. And I think it's something we can all use, is how do we define ourselves? It's a tough question to ask, and Kevin, piggybacking on what you were just saying, and you know, Tammy and I study the way the brain works a lot, and we think about the synaptic connections that get made in our brain, and when we do something for a long period of time, if you think of it like a slope of snow, at first when you start skiing on that, it forms a nice little track and becomes a really good run that you can go down quickly.
Sure.
And the longer that you ski in that same place, after a while it goes from being a track to being a rut. And
absolutely.
Our brains are exactly the same way. Those synaptic connections get so ingrained for so many years, it becomes a rut and we can't get out of it. And what I find is that unless you can take yourself out of your environment, you know, out of your daily routine, you have to run on a different track. And that's what, to me, a course like Xability does. It helps get you out of that track. Do you guys think that that's one of the most powerful things that it can do?
No question. We all get into ruts. And mm-hmm. to keep life invigorating, we have to change and mix things up from time to time.
Right.
And in doing so, it's not just the simple things, it's personally, it's internally. You've got to mix up yourself and mix up the things that that you challenge yourself with. Taking yourself to the next level is paramount
mm-hmm.
To making
mm-hmm.
life more enjoyable.
Right.
And it could even be, just like you said earlier, is that you know, you're in the same job for so long that you just get bored with it. You need something different. You need a change. That what is the next challenge in your life? That really gets you outside of your comfort zone.
You bet. You bet.
Joe, how about you? You've seen thousands of people come to the course over the years. Any stories of people that you've watched just go through a transformation? And, you know, we could take almost any area because you mentioned relationship earlier. You know, how about with work? Have you seen some people change jobs because of it?
Absolutely. I think, again, I love your analogy of the ski slope, because the terminology that we use is things become hardwired, and we just
right.
get to rewire it. So people, they stop noticing. They stop noticing that where their passion lies, or because they feel like they have to get up in the morning and go to work, as opposed to what do you get to do every day? You get to go to work because you choose to live a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way in relationships, people, they see the same person every day, day after day, and they stop noticing this person that at one time they cared very deeply for,
right.
at least we would hope so.
Right.
So people come and they really, especially the level one course is really an eye-opening course to look at, to just stop and notice in your life how much you're not and haven't been noticing
mm-hmm.
and where you're headed. What is it that you want, as opposed to just the same old thing day after day after day?
Right.
That's generally what people, when they sit there, that's the biggest thing staring them in the face is what they've, how they got to be where they are.
Right.
Well, and it's so much about life becomes about doing, and so much of our American culture is the doing, because we get up and we go to work and we do this and we do that and we serve the kids and we, you know, it's just do. What's the alternative to that that you guys teach?
Oh, we, so everyone's, most people are probably familiar with the whole be, do, have. And somewhere we've lost our way of being human beings, and we've become just human doings. And we think that
have you say that one more time.
Okay. We've lost our way. Instead of being human beings, we've become human doings.
Human doings or instead human of human doers. Beings. I really love that thought.
Yes, because it's people are busy, and our culture is hurry towards anything.
Right.
So, and we think if we want happiness, if that's our goal, then we should do things and then have happiness and then we'll be happy. When actually, if happiness is what you're reaching for, or whatever, balance, peace of mind, love, respect, it's about being it. And when you're being whatever that is, if I'm being happy, then I will do happy things and I will have happiness. So it's be, do, have.
I could definitely see that at work. I mean, I love what you guys are saying with that, because, you know, it may be the relationship where the husband and wife have become, you know, they become just roommates, and it may just be about the be that they need is to be in gratitude.
Absolutely.
You know, what is it they're grateful for? Because they're probably not thinking about what they're grateful for when those little things start to bug them about their spouse, the morning breath, the whatever, you know, whatever it is, like, you know, I don't like the way they crunch their food, or, you know, you hear all kinds of crazy things when people are around each other for too long, and they may just need that reset.
Absolutely.
You know, hit the reset button.
Because whatever drew you to that person to begin with, and eventually ends up driving you crazy about that person.
Right.
Right.
And I want to make sure we're specific here, because this is not just about relationships for husbands and wives that go to this course. Lots of individuals go too, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right. People looking for a relationship, people who are in a great relationship already, or individuals, that doesn't matter. People end up there. It's all about relationship, because we have a relationship with everything. Right. I think Kevin mentioned that earlier. So it's whether it's with your career, your finances, your health, whatever. That's what they're looking for.
Very good. Well, if you guys have time to stick around, I have more questions, because I want to ask the question that, are you clear on your relationship with money? Because that's one I want us to go deeper into, because it's one of the themes of our show is around money and finances. Not just real estate, but, you know, the self-awareness that it takes for us to be clear on a relationship with money. So you're going to hear those answers and more when we come back. We're speaking with Joe Rossi and Kevin Chambers from Xbility. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Injured in an accident or hurt on the job, who's going to look out for you? The insurance company employs adjusters and lawyers to protect them. You need someone to protect you and your family. Schultz Myers, it's always free to talk with us, and there are no attorney's fees unless we win your case. Call us at 444-4444 or visit our website for a free case evaluation. Schultz Myers, putting you first.